What do you do if you have, say, three committee members and three different sets of revision suggestions, let's say? How do you navigate that? What if two of them are diametrically opposed? You need to expand section one, and oh, you should cut section one and add more analysis to section one. And pragmatically, what do you do?
Defer to the chair.
That is the right answer. Yeah. Honestly, at the end of the day, your chair is going to be your closest advocate, who knows the best about your project, who's been with you from the beginning, and is going to be, you know, guiding you most directly. I mean, readers can be more involved, but more often than not, readers are that they're the second stage, right? They're the people who look at things once they've been framed out, and they're kind of representing that larger field. So yeah, your chair, at the end of the day, this happens, right? Different faculty have different sets of commentary and have different theoretical inclinations and different prose style expectations possible. I mean, all kinds of different things. And certainly just their individual insights. They might really have great insights about one thing and somebody else might not even think about it. So yeah, definitely talking with your chair is the best way to kind of go through and figure this out. Now, particularly if you're doing a thesis defense, you'll know the defense that, you know, this is passed or not, right? So at the point of the thesis, your advisor is never going to set up a thesis defense if your advisor does not think successfully navigate. No one's going to say, oh, I wonder if you'll pass with you. Yeah, let's try it. Your director is not going to do that to you. If you're given a chance to defend in that setting, it's because your advisor thinks you're ready for it. And so revisions that might be coming in after that certainly might come in from the readers as well as your chair. At the end of the day, though, it's going to be you and your chair who navigate that last bit, and then your chair is the one who officially signs off, you know, for the final stage of that thesis project. So, you know, bear that in mind. And even if you don't have the formal thesis defense, again, certainly you might be getting lots of revisions, suggestions, and comments that do move in different directions. And yeah, that's, in part, that's your decision, but I would say it's a co-decision with your chair, right? What needs to be accomplished in order to successfully navigate the requirements for graduation here, right? It's an institutional expectation. And then, as Chad was saying, your own expectations for this piece of scholarship that you are producing that has your name on it, that is your maybe initial or maybe your 10th, but it is your culminating research experience from this particular